Shulam, and we continue to share the stories of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, hopefully to inspire us to understand what it means to be a tzaddik, what it means to be someone who can actually get Ruach HaKodesh through the derech of the Torah. Someone once rushed into Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. A man was very, very sick, in critical condition. There was not much time left for him to live, and the doctors are about to go to an operation. They asked for the Rav to pray for the man. The Rav did pray for the man. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu came out of his room and said, "There's nothing to worry about. He's going to be okay." They didn't believe it. But just a few hours later, they called in to check on the man. And the doctors said that they had examined the man before the operation. And he was completely healed. There was no problem. Wow. But unfortunately, the story gets a little scarier. A few hours later, the wife of this man was not feeling stable, not feeling so well. She had been in relatively good condition, but she was feeling very unstable. Rav Eliyahu asked for the name of the woman and went in to do some prayers. And he said, "We need to do a pidyon kaparot," which is basically a dramatic situation when hope is lost, to try to somehow salvage the situation. And unfortunately, this woman ended up passing away a few days later. One of the crazier stories about how somehow Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was privy to knowledge that no one else could have known. A similar type of story, also a little bit scary. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina bar Dosa was on such a high level that he could actually daven for people, and if he hesitated and was megamgen when he was saying their names in tefillah, he knew that they didn't have much hope. And if it came out clearly, then he knew that they had a shot, they had a chance. And similarly, the wife of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu asked him to daven for someone, and he kept pushing it off. One day, 2 days, and by the third day, she said, "Why won't you daven for him?" And Rav Eliyahu looked at her and said, "It's a lost cause." And she didn't understand. He said, "You think that I wouldn't be davening for him? I've been davening this entire time. But unfortunately, every time I try to pronounce their name, it just doesn't come out clearly." And unfortunately, again, this person did not end up surviving. So I guess a tzaddik doesn't have the ability to always overcome a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. That's what we could see from the story. But the fact that he was even privy to this knowledge, just like Rabbi Chanina bar Dosa in the Gemara, shows what an amazing human being, that he was literally zoche to Ruach HaKodesh. I'll tell two more stories for today. This is the last story in the second segment of the book, the Hebrew books, about Mordechai Eliyahu. So once, it was a Saturday night, I believe, and the Baba Sali himself, the Rebbe Abuchatzera, sent a shliach to bring Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. And Rav Eliyahu and his wife take a bus together to Netivot. And in order to get back to Yerushalayim, they would have to get a certain bus back by a certain time period. Now they get to Netivot, and the wife of the Baba Sali says, "No, the Rav is not seeing anyone. I'm sorry, Rav Eliyahu, but you have to wait because my husband has not eaten for days. He's praying to, you know, somehow save the Jewish people." But right at that moment, the Baba Sali comes out and says, "Rav Mordechai, I've been waiting for you. Come, let's pray together." They go into a room. They pray. And after a long while of praying, they come out and the Baba Sali says, "We have to make a celebrative feast. The decree has been rescinded. We have to thank God." And they sit and they eat and they celebrate. And they're so happy, singing. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's wife says, "Rav Eliyahu, we have to go back, the bus back to Yerushalayim. In order to make it, we have to leave right now." And Baba Sali says, "No, no, there's nothing to worry about it. Keep celebrating." And that's what they did. They celebrated for another half hour. And at that point, there really wasn't much hope, but Rav Eliyahu said, "Let's try anyway." And they went to the bus stop, even though the bus was supposed to have left a half hour earlier. And of course, the bus was still waiting there. So Eliyahu looks at the bus driver and says, okay, we want to get in. We want to go to Yerushalayim with you. And the bus driver says, no point. We've been stuck here for the last half hour. The bus just won't start up. Eliyahu says, just try it one more time. He says, okay. And he puts the key in the engine and it revs up and it begins and it starts to go. And the guy looks at Rabbi Eliyahu and says, are you Eliyahu Anavi? And Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu says, no, just Mordechai Eliyahu. Gewalt. One more story. It's not a story about Ruach HaKodesh, but it's a story about the sensitivity of Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, as amazingly high level of Ruchnias, what he was on, how practically connected he was to people. Once he had a meeting at the Beis Din, but a woman said, listen, I need 10 minutes of the Rav's time. It's a pikuach nefesh situation. The Rav said, okay, no problem. He decided he'd skip breakfast that morning, and he listened to the women's problems, and the women left. And afterwards, the Rav's gabbai said, what was it? What was it, really a pikuach nefesh? Was it really a life-threatening situation? And Rav Eliyahu said, basically. So the gabbai didn't understand. What do you mean, basically? She said, the lady said that her cat wasn't eating. And she didn't know what to do because he would die if he wouldn't eat. So Rabbi Eliyahu made some suggestions that maybe you should switch the food and put the food outside. And if it doesn't work, come back to me and I'll give you some more suggestions. So the gabbai said, and for that, you skip breakfast and you're coming to Beis Din hungry? And he said, that's probably the most important question that anyone asked me today. So we see the sensitivity of Rabbi Eliyahu, not just for the quote-unquote big questions, but we are caring for every single person. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue to share these inspiring Gadol stories. I hope it inspires you as much as it inspired me. Have a wonderful day.